Rock Springs veterinarian Rex Rammel is running for governor as a member of the Constitution Party. Rammel, who is not a fan of Republican candidate Mark Gordon, decided to enter the race as a third-party candidate to give conservative voters another option. Rammel had considered running as a Republican, but initially decided to stay out of the race.
And as I looked at it, I could see that I was going to vote split with the conservatives. At that time, it was Taylor Haynes and Harriet Hageman. And I thought, if I stay in this race, all three of us are going to get beat. And so if I was going to proceed, I knew it couldn't be as a Republican. So I contacted the Constitution Party people, and they were more than happy to have me be their nominee. And I moved that direction, waiting to see who would win the Republican primary. I thought I'd let them beat each other up and, and spend all their money. And if Gordon became the winner, then I would move forward. If any of the others won, I was going to back out. But Mark Gordon won it, just as I predicted. Not because he's that great of a candidate, and he's barely a Republican, but because of the vote-splitting scenario. And now he sits as a Republican nominee. But the irony of it all is that I'm the real Republican. I'm just on a different ticket.
So what do you say, how do you see your difference, just using you against him as an example? What differences do you see between the two of you?
Well, the land issue is huge between us. I have been a strong voice for the transfer of management over the public lands for 10 years now. In fact, I'm the founder of the idea. And he, of course, he seems to be more than content having the federal government to control Wyoming, and I'm not. So that's number one. Number two, he's been the treasurer, and his mind has been on trying to make money on Wall Street with Wyoming's fairly vast investment portfolio, upwards of $20 billion. And I break away from him on that, too. I think that money would be better spent in Wyoming as business loans. So I'm an advocate of having a state bank like North Dakota does. North Dakota's got the number three economy over the last 10 years, and Wyoming's got the number 43, and with similar natural resources. And so I think what North Dakota's bank has done for their state has been tremendous, and I think it would work in Wyoming. We should bring all that money back, and we lend it out to new and existing businesses. It'll diversify the economy. It'll stimulate the economy for sure. You inject $10, $20 billion into the Wyoming economy, and it'll take care of itself.
We have candidate for Governor Rex Rammel joining us today. Let me talk a little bit about a couple of things you talked about and then take you another direction a little bit, maybe. But the Governor Meade right now is pushing this Endow initiative, and as you talk about economic development, you talk about diversifying our economy. Do you like what you've seen out of Endow, or what direction would be better for the state?
You know, I think the Business Council for the last 20 years has been a failed model. Endow is just an extension of that in my mind. They're getting money appropriated in the millions to throw out into the communities to try to stimulate and diversify the economy. They're picking and choosing winners. And I just think it's the wrong way to go, and it has been for 20 years. I think the simple approach is to take our investment portfolio and wrap it back into the state and let the state bank administer those loans and let capitalism roll. It will take care of everything that the Business Council and Endow was supposed to do, only it will be using the free market system. And it will be effective. There's just no question in my mind. All the businesses need an economy needs to get going is capital, and we're sitting on it. We're not sitting on it. We're sending it to Wall Street and letting companies outside of Wyoming use it. Let's bring that money back to Wyoming, and then we don't need Endow.
Where would you like to see, as we talk about diversifying the economy, where would you like to see a lot of those loans go? What types of businesses are we lacking that you think you could get again going here in the state?
Everything. It wouldn't be up to me. I'd let capitalism and the free market decide. I think you'd see a lot of people. I was just talking to a guy the other day, and he said he sells some kind of a trailer that they market back in the Midwest. He said, if I had the money, I'd buy the company and move it to Wyoming. I mean, those are the sort of situations. I mean, you throw the money out there and say, hey, there's money for businesses. What do you want to do? And then just let the entrepreneurs decide which direction to go. It would take care of itself. It's a very simple economic principle, just to put the capital out there and keep the regulations low and let the free market system take over.
Rex, I would assume that you've been concerned about spending in state government as we look at what's been going on with a little bit of a shortfall the state's had in revenue and keeping things afloat on the state level. Where would you cut if you were to cut? Or maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe you're looking at taxes.
No, you certainly would be wrong about taxes. I'm the only guy that's pledged not to raise taxes. Mary advocates for taxes, Mary Throne, and Mark Gordon won't commit, which is basically, in my mind, that he would raise taxes if the legislature wanted him to. But I would veto any tax increase, no question about it. It's not necessary. And you're right, the state government is too big. We rank number 50 out of 50 states in size of government for our population. And we have for a long time. It's too big. It's inefficient. Now, where would I cut? I don't know right off the top, because what I would like to do is audit every department, every agency, and see why do we have so much government for our population? So go through a complete audit and then make decisions on how to get that thing under control, streamline it, keep our vital services, which of course we need, but there's got to be a lot of area where we could bring government back to where it should be. Now, my plan with the economic stimulus through the bank loans, it's just part of my revenue building strategy. The other strategy is to take over the public lands, or management over the public lands, and I think conservatively there's $1 billion out there that could be that would then be the revenue for the state of Wyoming. Now, some of that money would have to be used to manage the land, put out fires. I'd like to get a logging industry going, things like that. But there would be some. I can't imagine it would take $1 billion to manage the public lands. So with the extra revenue that we had coming in, plus some modification of the size of government, I would like to see the property taxes decreased in this state. I think they're outrageous.
Rex Rammel, a pleasure. Thank you for taking time, and we will see you at a few debates coming up, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
All right. Thank you very much.
You can learn more about Rex Rammel at rexrammel.com.